saw Satan fall like lightning. I saw darkness run for cover. But the miracle that I just can't get over. My name is registered in heaven. I believe in signs and wonders. I have resurrection. Hallelujah, it is, come from glory to God. This is our testimony, your testimony, my testimony, with that beautiful song again by Elevation Worship, my testimony. I welcome you to today's episode, right, of the Daily Faith Boost, your Daily Faith Boost. Our testimony is super, super huge and super awesome, and it's basically God has given us eternal life. 1 John 5:11. God has given us eternal life. God has given us eternal life. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has this life. He who does not have the Son does not have this life. And I'm gonna now just love to read that 13th verse again, right where we ended yesterday, from the Message translation. John made it super clear. Said, my purpose in writing is simply this, that you who believe in God's Son will know beyond the shadow of a doubt that you have eternal life. The reality and not the illusion. You who believe in God's Son. That's you, dear listener. You who believe in God's Son will know beyond the shadow of a doubt that you have eternal life. You have the reality, not the illusion. Oh, hallelujah. You might want to say that again to yourself. I have eternal life. I have the reality and not the illusion. I have eternal life. I have the reality and not the illusion. Oh, what I see on the big screen, on TV, on internet, it's the illusion. Oh, the superhero life, the, you know, whatever it is, that's the illusion. What you have is the reality. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I have eternal life. I have the reality and not the illusion. I have eternal life. I have the reality and not the illusion. I have eternal life. I have the reality and not the illusion. I have eternal life. I have the reality and not the illusion. I have eternal life. Glory to God. Glory to God. I have eternal life. The reality, not the illusion. And this thing we have, I mentioned yesterday, I mentioned before that, is not something. Oh, dear Lord. All right, we'll just go to John chapter 5. All right. John 5 and the 26th verse of John chapter 5. I'll just switch back, what now, New King James, to John 5 and the 26th verse. It says, for as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted to the Son to have life in himself. Do you get this? The Father has life. The Son has life. Then in John 10:10, Jesus said, I have come that you may have life, and that you may have it more abundantly. So it's a substance the Father has. Then the Father gives it to the Son. Then the Son gave it to you. It's what the family has. Oh, let me take it again. For as the Father has life in himself. As the Father has life in himself. even so has he given to the Son to have life. We've established last week, right, that the reason Jesus came is to give us this eternal life. Oh, yeah, he did come and take away our sin. Yes, he did come to redeem us. But he came above all. Those were like the processes. He came to give us eternal life. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Have everlasting life. That's what he came to give. All right? Oh, I have everlasting life. I have eternal life. I have the reality, not the illusion. I have eternal life. What I have is the reality, not the illusion. I have eternal life. What I have is the reality and not the illusion. It's quite amazing, all right? In John chapter 4, so Jesus is speaking to the woman at the well. And then he, you know, makes this very solid statement while talking to her. I mean, this for me is one of the finest conversations in the entire Bible. All right. So verse 7 says, a woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, give me a drink. For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, happy is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria, or a Samaritan woman. For the Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked of him and he would have given you living water. Please note this. Jesus said, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that is asking for a drink. So Jesus is the gift carrying another gift. Are you getting this? Don't forget our John 5, 1 John 5:12. He who has the Son has this life. So when you receive Christ, you receive eternal life. Why? Because eternal life is in Christ Jesus. Did you get that? When you receive Christ, you have eternal life. So Jesus said to her, if only you know the gift of God, if only you know the person talking to you, you would have asked him and he would have given you eternal life. I mean, living water. Then the woman said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with, all right, and the well is deep. Where then do you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us a well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock? Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. Whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never thirst. But the water that I will give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. It's just so beautiful. I've had to say this more than once, that the use of the word life, eternal life, is the strong theme of the writings of John. So Jesus says here, let me read again. Whoever drinks of the water that I give will never thirst. And the never here, there's something referred to as double emphasis, right? When a statement is, let me read the Amplified, you see here, right? The Amplified Classic. But whoever takes a drink of the water that I will give, shall never, no, never be thirsty anymore. Did you get that? Shall never, no, it's a double emphasis. It's an absolute. Whoever drinks this water will never be thirsty anymore. Amphi continues by saying, but the water that I will give him shall become a spring of water, welling up, flowing, bubbling continually within him, unto, into, and for eternal life. The water that I give. So meaning when you receive Christ Jesus, there's something you receive that begins to minister eternal life into you. Allow me, please, read the Message and also the Passion Translation of the same verse. Jesus said, everyone who drinks this water will get thirsty again and again. Anyone who drinks the water I give will never thirst, not ever. trying to stress the double emphasis again. The water I give will be an Artesian spring within. I like the last part. Gushing fountains of endless life. Please note that a fountain is not a water faucet. It's not a tap. All right. A fountain flows endlessly, flows unhindered. That means the life you and I have received flows in us right now, flows in me as I speak to you, flows in you as you listen to me right now. Oh, but I don't feel it. Yes, but it's flowing. That's what the Bible said. The Passion Translation, I'll just put it all together. But anyone who drinks of the living water I give them, they will never thirst again and will be forever satisfied. For when you drink the water I give you, it becomes a gushing fountain of the Holy Spirit, springing up and flooding you with endless life. Oh, hallelujah. I'll take the last part again. For when you drink the water that I give you, it becomes a gushing fountain of the Holy Spirit, springing up and flooding you with eternal life, endless life rather. Can you please picture something flowing through you from your feet to your head, from your head to your feet, from your feet to your head, from your head to your feet? When you think of something flowing, something moving, people think of, oh, demon. People think of, oh, sickness. People think of, oh, but can we for a minute, and much more than that minute, can you begin to think more about the power of God than the power of the enemy? Could you? Could you think more about it? Maybe feel, oh, I think something moved just now. I think something passed. Maybe I'm not alone. Could there be a creature? Could there be a ghost? Oh, maybe a demon. Maybe something's happening. Why don't you think for a minute and chat of God more than a minute? Oh, something moved right now. That could have been an angel, couldn't it? Couldn't it? Because it really could be. It really could be. Let's think more. And first of all, of the power of God. Let's think more. And first of all, of the ability of God. Because greater is the ability of God than the ability of the enemy. Greater, guys. Like really greater is the ability of God than the ability of the enemy. Oh, hallelujah. So, Passion Translation says, it is springing up. I'll pick it again from that last part. It says, for when you drink the water I give you, it becomes a gushing fountain. Please picture a fountain, but now picture one that is gushing. I like the word gushing used there, which is the same gushing that Message used. Message said, the water I give will be an Artesian spring within, gushing fountains of endless life. I mean, I like the use of endless too. All right. Sometimes I want to meditate more with the word endless than eternal or everlasting. Now, come on. It's the same thing. All right. Everlasting, lasting, forever, eternal, having no end, endless, just doesn't end. All right. Of course, King James uses the word endless, all right, in the book of Hebrews. Also, when talking about the power of an endless life, you know, referring to Melchizedek and all that. So I'd like that word even from King James. Right, but you're just good to find it here, okay? So back again to the Passion Translation. I'm going to that last part. For when you drink the water I give you, it becomes a gushing fountain of the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, springing up, flooding you with endless life. Oh, I'm flooded with endless life. 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 So I could mix it with Message Translation. All right, in me is a gushing fountain. Oh, I'm flooded, I'm filled by this gushing fountain of endless life in me. You could just read through and just mix it. But TPT begins to give us a revelation, calls it a gushing fountain of the Holy Spirit. That is what Jesus comes to give. I dealt with that some many weeks ago. All right, this eternal life is a presence and the power of the Spirit. Because life is not just a substance, life is a person. Do you understand that? Life is not just a substance. Life is not a thing. Life is a person. So go quickly to 1 John chapter 1, all right, from verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. Verse 2 says, the life was manifested. We have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. This here sounds like it's referring to Jesus as the eternal life. Because verse 1 ends with the word of life. All right, and John 1, same John writing, the Gospel of John 1 says, in him the word was life, and the life, all right, was the light of men. And this same John wrote in chapter 11 of John 25, when Jesus told Martha, I am the resurrection, I am the life. So life isn't just a substance, life is a person. So if Jesus calls himself life, and then Romans 8, 2 calls the spirit of life, all right, yeah, some other versions turn it, you know, express it as the life-giving principles of the Spirit. But we know the Spirit gives life. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. I have eternal life. I have eternal life. A gushing fountain of endless life is filling you, flooding you, even now. Yes, now as you're listening. Oh, but they say the sickness is getting bigger. Oh, they said it's getting worse. Oh, they said this trouble is going on, or that trouble is going on. This is happening. That is happening. Yes, while the doctors might, right, through their scientific means, be able to say, oh, this is wrong in the body. That's happening in the body. Bible says you have eternal life moving in you. So could you, for a minute, and if I can say again for more than a minute, can you please dedicate time and begin to renew your mind, to begin to, you know, we're not saying what you heard from the doctor is a lie, but we're saying in the realm of the spirit, that is not your identity. In the realm of the spirit, what you have is eternal life. What you have is a life of God flowing in you, the life of God flowing through you. That is the testimony. God is screaming. God is yelling. You know, just get my emphasis here now. God is communicating to us. You have eternal life. You do. You have eternal life. You have eternal life. You have eternal life. You have. Come on, child of God. You're not trying to have eternal life. This is your portion. In John chapter 7, Jesus, all right, in the 37th verse, Bible says, on the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. I know you know this verse, but you and I need to be more conscious of it. If rivers of living water will flow out of the belly, then rivers of living water must have been in the belly. So you have to put John 4 and John 7 together. John 4 says you are flooded. Flooded with endless life. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, flooded. From your field, child of God. From the top of your head to your feet. From your feet back to your head. From the top of your head to your feet. From your feet back to your head. From your head to your feet. From your feet back to your head. From your head to your feet. From your feet back to your head. From your head to your feet. From your feet back to your head. Something is moving, and it's not sickness and disease. It's a greater force. It's a greater substance. It is the life of God. Hallelujah. Out of his belly, Jesus says, will flow rivers of living water. 39 says, but this spake he. This spoke he concerning, he spoke concerning the Holy Spirit, whom those believing on him will receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. So that's why I said that Passion Translation, John 4, 14, you know, when he talked about, you know, the gushing fountain of the Holy Spirit. Because that gift of eternal life is flowing from the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. But it's amazing. Jesus said, as the scripture said. So question is, where did the scripture say? I'm convinced that Ezekiel, right? And the 47th chapter, Ezekiel chapter 47, From verse 1, the Ezekiel says, then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple toward the east. For the front of the temple faced east. The water was flowing from under the right side of the temple, south of the altar. He brought me out by way of the north gate and led me around on the outer, all right, side, on the outside to the outer gate facing east, all right? And there was water flowing out on the right side. And when the man went out, all right, to the east with a line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits and he brought me through the waters. So picture first, water is flowing from a temple, all right? This water flowing from the temple begins to flow out through the door. So almost like, I like to picture it as you left the tap running in the bathroom and then it filled up the bathtub, flowed out, began to flow into the corridor and then eventually went into your living room and then went, through the door, your front door, and flows out. So the water is flowing from inside the temple and then flows out, starts flowing out of the temple into the street. You got that? All right. So it says the man that was with me, all right, went, with a line in his hand and he measured 1,000 cubits and he brought me through the waters and waters came to my ankle. So the water flowing from the temple is going to get bigger, richer, all right? Water gets to my ankle. He measured 1,000, and brought me through the waters and it came up to my knees. Again, he measured 1,000, brought me through and it came up to my waist. Again, he measured 1,000 and it was a river that I could not cross, for the water was too deep, water in which one must swim, a river that could not be crossed. He said to me, son of man, have you seen this? And he brought me back and returned me to the bank of the river. Verse 7, when I returned, there along the bank of the river were very many trees on one side and on the other. Please, this is interesting. You got to follow. Verse 8, then he said to me, this river flows towards the eastern region, goes down into the valley and into the sea. When it reaches the sea, its waters will be healed. How did we get here? In John 7, Jesus said, out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. Don't forget, in John 7, Jesus said, out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. So I really need you to picture something here. Rivers of living water, meaning rivers of water that is alive. Are you getting this? Rivers of water that is alive, or we say river of water that has life. I need to picture this, all right? Out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. Living water. That means water that is living, water that is alive, all right? Or water that has life. Out of his belly will flow water that has life. So back again to Ezekiel 47, I need to see that verse. Very beautiful verse. Very, very beautiful verses. Verse 8, then he said to me, the waters flow toward the eastern region, goes down into the valley, into the sea. When it reaches the sea, its waters are healed. So this water coming from the temple enters the sea and heals the sea. What sea is that? What kind of water is that? I want you to see how the message puts it. He said to me, the water flows east, descends to the Araba, and then into the sea of stagnant water. When it empties into those waters, it will become fresh. It empties itself into a sea of stagnant water. Let's go to the Amplified. I want you to see what kind of sea this is. Watch this, Amplified. Then he said to me, these waters pour out towards the eastern region and go down into the Araba, the Jordan Valley. So message says Araba. Amplified says Araba, explains further. The Araba, the Jordan Valley, and unto the Dead Sea. And when they, that's the water, shall enter into the sea, which is the Dead Sea, the sea of putrid water, Amplified says, the waters shall be healed and made fresh. Oh my goodness. Are you telling me that water flows from the temple, flows into the Dead Sea. Do you know the Dead Sea? That's what the message called the Sea of Stagnant Water. I'm sure you heard about it. Dead Sea receives, doesn't give out. We say a whole lot about the Dead Sea. But it says here that this water flows from the temple, flows into the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea will become healed and it will become fresh. Oh, dear Lord Jesus. Let's read a bit of the Amplified and go to the message. And wherever the double river shall flow, shall go, every living creature which swarms will live. And there shall be a very great number of fish, because these waters go there, the waters of the sea, all right, may be healed, that the waters of the sea may be healed and made fresh, and everything shall live wherever the river goes. Then fishermen, verse 10, will stand on the banks of the Dead Sea, from En Gedi even to En Englen, all right, shall be a place to spread nets. Their fish shall be, oosh, glory to God, their fish shall be of very many kinds as the fish of the great or Mediterranean Sea. Now in size, you know the Mediterranean Sea, just right above Africa. It's way bigger than the Dead Sea. But the Bible is telling us that when this water coming from the temple gets into the Dead Sea suddenly will come alive. It will be healed. It will be fresh. And it will be teeming with different kinds of fishes. It now says the kind of fishes you will find in the Dead Sea. It means, let me begin to apply. You might be told there's something wrong with your kidney. There's something wrong with your liver. There's something wrong with your womb. Oh, it's dead, dead like the Red Sea. Oh, the tumor is big. Oh, this is wrong. Oh, that's not working. Bible says when the river of living water flows into the Dead Sea, it will become healed. It will become fresh. It will no longer be stagnant. It will begin to be super productive like the Dead Sea. Like the Mediterranean Sea, super productive, super, such that fishermen will stand shoulder to shoulder all the way through, spreading their nets to fish from a sea that was known to be stagnant. Is your life known to be stagnant? Are you feeling you've not moved forward? Are you feeling you're not making progress? Because could you begin to switch your mode and fight the fight of faith, telling yourself, I have eternal life. I have eternal life. I am filled. I am flooded with this endless life. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is it. A fight of faith. This is it. A fight of faith. This is it. Oh, child of God. This is it. You and I must get this. Get this into our hearts. It is a fight of faith. This is our testimony. So what do you do with it? Revelations again says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So the blood has been shed. Bible says we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So you put your foot down and say, I'm blood bought. I've been paid for. Jesus sacrificed himself, offered up himself as my sacrifice to get me to where I am today. So now he has given me life. So I wage my war. I fight against the symptom, the sickness, the stagnancy, or whatever the doctors might have said. I tell myself, I have eternal life. I have eternal life. It's flowing in me. Hallelujah. And see how in John 4, Jesus used water to describe the flow. In John 7, he used water to describe the flow. Then in Ezekiel, you are using water to describe the flow, because water is a type of the Spirit. Water is a type of the Spirit, child of God. Oh, it flows. We'll switch the message and then we'll be back again. I mean, this is so beautiful, all right? This is so beautiful. We're still doing this tomorrow. But let's just chew on it and begin to close, you know. He said to me, verse 8, these waters flow east, descends to the Arabah, and then into the sea of stagnant waters. When it empties into those waters, they will become fresh. Wherever the river flows, life will flourish. Great schools of fish, because the river is turning the salt sea into fresh water. The river is turning your life into a fresh one. Wherever the river flows, life abounds. Fishermen will stand shoulder to shoulder along the shore from Engedi all the way to Enenglen, casting their nets. The sea will teem with fish of all kinds, like the fish of the great Mediterranean. Your life will teem with productivity. Your life will teem with increase. Your life will teem with fruitfulness. Your life will flourish. This is the word of God. This is your reality. You have eternal life. You have eternal life. You have eternal life. So begin to remind yourself today, this life is in me. This life is flowing through me. If I have this life, if I have this life, therefore every stagnancy is neutralized. It's a fight of faith. Every stagnancy is neutralized. And I speak that over you. I speak into your life. Every stagnancy is neutralized. Whatever is negative and contrary or referred to as dead in your life, we declare gone in the name of Jesus. If you don't mind, you can hear this one more time today, all right? And then let's hook up again tomorrow and finish up on it. Praise God. Have a beautiful day. And please don't forget to share. Bye.